Sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
Inflation was the big headline this past week. Headline and CPI inflation is running at 6.2% year over year. Core CPI, 4.6% year over year in October. So it really has become a concern, an even bigger concern. Now, the Fed has been saying for months that inflation is transitory. It's temporary. Well, what does temporary even mean? Now, if we look at, I mean, we know some of the things going on right now with inflation are not things that are normal. You know, if we look at used cars, new car prices, household supplies, things like that are still continuing to drift higher. And we expect that eventually, especially with supply chain issues being hopefully solved, which may take a good while, by the way. You know, we anticipate those to come down, but there are some less transitory categories: food, energy, shelter, medical costs, that are also creeping up. It is becoming more and more apparent that inflation is going to be higher for a while. The supply chain issue is probably going to stretch at least for six more months, maybe even longer. And things are just costing a lot more money, and inflation is like a hidden tax. It affects all Americans. If anything, it affects lower-income Americans even more harshly than middle and upper-middle and upper-income Americans. So what can we expect moving forward? I think it's going to be a while before we see. We're going to be over 2.5% core inflation, in my opinion, well into 2022. Given all these extenuating circumstances, probably 2.5 to 3%. And when will that really come down? I'm not sure. The Fed, believe it or not, has now, Fed Chairman Powell has now redefined what transitory means. And he literally wrote this on November the 3rd. He said transitory is a word that people have had different understandings of. For some, it carries a sense of short-lived, and that's, you know, that there's a real-time component measured in months, let's say. Really, for us, meaning the Federal Reserve, what transitory has meant is that if something is transitory, it will not leave behind it permanently or persistently higher inflation. Well, I mean, you could almost use that definition for any economic environment, because eventually the inflation would stop, more than likely. So I think consumer prices are getting set higher. I think inflation, at least through most of 2022, is going to be 2.5%, 3% or higher. I don't think we're going to see 2%, which has been the Fed's target. Could be a while. Will we see that again in 2 years? It's hard to say. The bottom line is, retirement income inflation is one of your most powerful enemies, and you have to have a plan to increase income over time, and people are living longer and longer lives. You know, a 65-year-old female is expected to live to 91 years old. A 65-year-old male is expected to live to 88. Many, many people now live in well into their 90s. Don't look at when your parents passed away or your aunts and uncles and assume that that's about how long you would live, because our generation is living longer than our parents and our aunts and uncles. So inflation is a very powerful opponent. You've got to have a plan to be able to have increasing income well into your 80s and even into your 90s. I know you won't be spending as much on discretionary spending as you get older, but your medical costs will offset a lot of that. So you need a plan to increase income over time.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.